If there's one thing that many of us take for granted, it's water. Turn on the faucet, and there it is. But Sandra Postel says it's important to protect the cycle of water, something that can be and has been forgotten. Sandra Postel is founder of the Global Water Policy Project and the author of Replenish, the Virtuous Cycle of Water and Prosperity. She will be speaking Thursday night at 8 o'clock at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in Saratoga Springs, as part of the SPAC speaker series.
How we've managed water, you know, over the last century or so, it's been very successful in the sense of, you know, bringing water where we need it, when we need it, for farming, for food, for our cities to grow, and so on. You know, 58,000 large dams around the world, generating hydropower and controlling floods, delivering water. But when you add it all up, it's an approach that has, in many ways, been very successful, but it's involved this kind of, you know, what I would call sort of a Faustian bargain, in that it has broken the water cycle. You know, rivers no longer reach the sea. They don't flow the way nature intended them to flow. And so the habitats for all varieties of life are being disrupted. We have groundwater being depleted from the massive pumping of groundwater. We have wetlands diminished. And so all of these important ways that nature stores water, cleanses water, has been disrupted. And we're sort of at, I think, you know, a bit of a tipping point now where we need to understand how we can work with nature more than against nature in building water security into the future. And this is particularly important with climate change coming on, because the intensity of flooding, the intensity of droughts, both are going to increase. And bringing floodplains back into action, working with engineers and ecologists to figure out how we can actually use nature's services more effectively to deal with floods, to deal with droughts. So I think there's a really wonderful opportunity coming that we can build water security in a new way. Conservation, more effective use of water, all of those things are going to really become important now.
You use the word cycle.
The water cycle is, I think, you know, not to be too grand about it, but I think it's the greatest gift on the planet. It is the way water naturally moves between the air, the land, and the sea. You know, you've got evapotranspiration, evaporation from the land, transpiration from plants, bringing water into the atmosphere. It condenses, it falls as rain, it flows to the sea, and it starts all over again. And so it feels like it is a renewable supply, but it's finite, and that's very important. You know, we have this constant cycling of water between the air, the sea, and the land, but in any given location, it's in a finite amount, and on Earth as a whole, it's in a finite amount. And so that means as our economies have grown, as our population has grown, you know, we've begun to hit the limits of that finite supply in more and more places. And more the water cycle is broken. The way water moves through the land is cleansed as it moves across the landscape. That's all been broken. And so the good news of my book and my talk on Thursday night is that we can look out there and see really promising ways we can fix this.
What are some of those ways that we can fix this?
One, it's sort of obvious, but we're not using it as much as we could, is conservation. And we tend to think of conservation as just an emergency response to drought, but it's really much more than that. It is an effective long-term water strategy that we have seen a lot of success with in the United States and globally, but we've barely scratched the surface. It's a solution that's barely been tapped. So that's one that's obvious and we can do a whole lot more with. We're also seeing some really innovative technological solutions involving, for example, information technology applied in agriculture. So monitoring the soil moisture, for example, with sensors, and then programming irrigation systems to deliver just the amount of water that the crops need. That can save a lot of water if done on a larger scale. We're seeing in our urban environments an interesting move toward what we call green infrastructure. You know, the idea of turning stormwater from a nuisance, you know, flooding our streets and taking pollutants into our water bodies, into an asset by capturing that stormwater, letting it recharge the soil and recharge the groundwater below. It can become actually an asset if we think about stormwater in a different way and control floods more effectively that way. So those are just a few of the examples. We're seeing a lot of really interesting work on rivers to keep them flowing and to try to provide the habitats that birds and fish and wildlife need. I think really it's kind of a different way of thinking about water. You know, we're used to thinking of it as, you know, just a resource to supply to us, you know, for drinking and irrigation and economic development. And it is those things, but it's also the basis of life. And so figuring out how we can keep nature functioning even as we grow our economies and our communities is really the key thing. And again, the good news is if we look out there, we can see ways to do it. But we've got to scale those up, and we don't have a ton of time to do that.
Sandra Postel is founder of the Global Water Policy Project and the author of Replenish, The Virtuous Cycle of Water and Prosperity. She will be speaking Thursday night at 8 o'clock at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center in Saratoga Springs as part of the SPAC Speaker Series.